WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. WTAW and our partners in the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Program were at the Bryan Fire Department Headquarters Station Friday morning. KBTX General Manager Mike Wright was part of the presentation, handing over your monetary donations totaling more than $73,000 to the families of the four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire.
Just thanking Randy for what this fire department means to Bryan and to College Station. They work in tandem on this. And you realize what one big family you really are.
Accepting for the families was Fire Chief Randy McGregor.
Just shows through these people stepping up and giving out of their pockets to those in need and in a time like this, and it is just one of the most wonderful things I think we have ever experienced here.
Your contributions allowed each of the families to receive more than $18,000. A weekend swim in a College Station Park pond resulted in the drowning of a local man. Family members say the victim, 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall, went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station Central Park Saturday afternoon. 5 to 10 minutes later, Sumrall had not resurfaced. Members of the fire department's dive team found the body 4 minutes after entering the water that was at least 15 feet deep. Police investigators have no suspicion of criminal activity. And the president of the student body at A&M has vetoed a bill proposed to let students opt out of paying fees based on their religious beliefs.
In a statement released by John Claybrook, which is on our website at WTAW.com, he says the intent to deny funding to the campus gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered resource center has caused great harm to our reputation as a student body and to the students feeling disenfranchised by this bill. He also told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles Aggie Nation program, there was a misunderstanding among a lot of senators who voted for the bill.
Because the intent of the bill no longer became, we would like for there to be a process to opt out of paying for certain things that we're opposed to religiously or morally. It became, we want to express support for this process that exists. According to the executive director at Student Business Services, there is no process that exists.
Claybrook says there is a process which will consider appeals involving issues related to the application of A&M student fiscal policy. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
If you live in the Bryan School District, you're invited to drop by the central office later today and share what you think with officials from around the country.
There is a team of expert educators coming in, and actually they're all current administrators, not only in Texas but across the country. And they actually take vacation time to be a part of this consulting team. And they come in and do a thorough look at everything we do in Bryan ISD.
Communications Director Sandy Ferris says comments are welcome between 4:30 and 6:30 at the administration office at Texas and William Joel Bryan. Ferris says through Wednesday, this group will also meet with employees, and they plan to visit every classroom in the district. College Station firefighters were called out to the Northgate parking garage during the midnight hour Sunday for a rescue. One person was stuck on the elevator between the first and second floors. About 45 minutes after the call, the person was out of the elevator and the elevator was turned off. The person who was rescued required no medical treatment at the scene. And Texans can now go online to see how much water we have. The A&M AgriLife Extension Service has launched an online water education network as a one-stop source on quality, conservation, and management. Associate Director Pete Gibbs says the website is water.tamu.edu.
It also includes in-home water use, residential and city water use, conservation, and also agriculture and wildlife as well.
Gibbs says until now there was no easy way to access water materials because they were so scattered. Meanwhile, the U.S. Drought Monitor shows more than 98% of the state still in some level of drought. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station was among those voting for a budget that does not include money for school vouchers.
I have heard time and time again throughout District 12 that my schools and superintendents weren't for vouchers, or my teachers, and listen to all the town halls. You know, that long election cycle, you get to know how people feel, and that was a district vote, and we voted our district, and Here we are.
The House vote, 103-43, goes against support in the state Senate for vouchers. And finally, the Texas Supreme Court has upheld a 122-year-old law and ruled pet owners cannot sue if their family pet is recklessly killed. The case is out of Fort Worth, where a family dog named Avery was accidentally put to sleep by an animal shelter worker. The court said, heartfelt feelings aside, the pet is property and damages cannot be recovered.
If you have a taxidermied dog that's destroyed, you can recover the sentimental value of that dog if it's an heirloom. But you can't recover the sentimental value of that same dog if it's destroyed while it's alive.
Attorney Randall Turner represents Catherine and Jeremy Medlin, whose dog Avery was accidentally euthanized in 2009. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 67 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:12, now 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and our forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When people move to town, they are put... Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com.
Warm weather. It's going to be flowing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sun today. There's the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm later on. Breezy. Highs today 75 to 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows of 65 to 70. For tomorrow, some sun. Breezy. Warm. Highs near 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. There could be a shower or thunderstorm 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday. It'll be breezy. A high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studios now with Kristen. Is it Dupree? Am I saying that?
Dupree.
For say something again.
Crystal Dupree.
There, thank you. So new to town.
Yes,
you,
new to town.
You're driving the newspaper now.
I am as best I can.
And where'd you move from?
From Meridian, Mississippi, actually.
Meridian?
Mm-hmm.
I was offered a job there once a long time ago. You guys, as you walk in the door, you guys got handed kind of a handful of awards. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Makes you
very
look
much.
Great for being there for how long now?
I would love to take credit for the 7 months I've been there, but, well, you know, just kind of walked into that one. As I walked into the timing of the Heisman and the great football season. So my first day was actually mid-September. So.
Oh, wow. So You walked in right when everything started to blow up.
Literally when it blew up, yes.
So what are your first impressions? I mean, you're moving, you're still new enough to town that you're bumping into things and you go, huh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I bump into new things every day. Try to figure out where roads tie in to get places. And so, yeah, learning. It's a great town. You know, the town's growing, obviously. There's construction everywhere. You can look at that as it's a pain in the butt because I have to sit in traffic, or, wow, we're growing. People are friendly. I have great experiences meeting people so far. And so, yeah, it's been good so far.
I think I left your title out. I'm sorry. As we jump into this, the editor, chief editor, what was the official title?
Publisher.
Publisher of the editor. Okay.
Publisher.
So as you've moved in, what's the thing you find most surprising so far as you're new to town?
You know, I would say first impression of the town is that while it's big, it feels small. If that makes sense.
Sure.
And, you know, you came from Austin. We talked about that earlier. I guess you wouldn't say big right away.
Well, no, but I've said many times during the show, this reminds me a great deal of the way Austin grew. Because when I grew up, I was in Leander, which was out in the middle of nowhere. And it would be the equivalent of living in Snook. And the city just grew and grew and grew. And as the onion skins layered out, all of a sudden Leander was just part of Austin. And I kind of see the same thing here, the way it's growing and moving.
Yeah, and you hear the number of students that go to Texas A&M and you think, holy cow, that town must be absolutely ginormous. Yet you can get from one end to the other and not that much time at all. So, yeah, it's a neat town.
You'll be about another 3 or 4 months and you'll start, along with the rest of us, going, yeah, but that's all the way in Bryan. Or that's all the way in College Station. I don't want to go there.
That's okay. I live in College Station and I drive to Bryan every day. So I'm back and forth every day.
Anything surprising since you've been here? That just really kind of hits you in the nose is, wow, I had no idea.
You know, probably not. I did a lot of research on the town before I came here. Okay. So, and knew it was a conservative, growing, friendly town. And all of that has held true. Of course, you know, you have that perception in your brain before you come. You hope it's true when you get there, and many times it's not. And in this case, it was. Everything has been pretty much what we expected it to be.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
So where's your background from? Where are you from originally?
I was born in New Orleans, but I moved to Mississippi when I was in the third grade, and I have lived in Mississippi ever since
then. So predominantly from the South, then?
Yes.
Not quite the culture shock if you were moving, say, from, you know, a Nebraska or New York or something.
No. Again, New Orleans is south, and when I moved to Long Beach, our house literally was on the beach, so I couldn't go any further south in Mississippi. Meridian is not that far north from that, and okay. Meridian is, other than going to school, I'm a Mississippi State grad. I know, it's SEC now, so I have to be careful how I say that, but Mississippi State is the furthest north I've lived, so I'm a Southern girl all the way.
I have a feeling that on more than one occasion somebody will try and quote-unquote turn you.
It's okay. I am a huge A&M fan. The good thing about the timing of A&M moving to the SEC when they did is it's not like I had a competitive spirit against them.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah,
so
I mean, we were in the SEC. Mississippi State's been in the SEC forever, but I shouldn't say forever, but for a long, long time.
Right.
You know, and had A&M come into the SEC 6 years ago, and, you know, we played each other and, you know, but A&M is new to SEC at the same time that I'm new to A&M, so it all works well. So, yeah, well, we're maroon and maroon, let me say that.
That is true. As you don't have to change many clothes
that's
that
right.
way. As we move forward, though, you've already started kind of doing some things, even with one of our sister stations. Now, the Eagle was picked up as powered by the Eagle. It's the sports reporters that are on our sister station, The Zone.
Yeah. It's very neat setup. You know, our sports department is fantastic. The paper staff is fantastic. You can see that if you read today's paper at all the awards that we've won today for this past year. But our sports staff has been there for a long time. And they've been covering, Cessna's been covering the Aggies.
Forever.
Oh, my gosh. The knowledge. And not just him. I mean, Kroom, all those guys. Mm-hmm. Primo, the knowledge that those guys have is just absolutely incredible. So it's a way for them to expand the brand even more. So, it's pretty neat. We've only been doing it for, what, a month, about 5 weeks
right
now?
Right, about 5 weeks.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it fares and how things are going in another 3 months or so. But it's exciting. We're in the process of building a little studio there at the paper so that we can actually move the show in-house, which I'm excited about. You know,
sure.
Just be neat to have
something
it
different. Why not?
Yeah.
So that being said, I mean, that's a fairly large step. I mean, you're throwing a big chunk of your newspaper now at a radio station to get those guys doing things that they may not necessarily be used to. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you're looking at down the future along those lines?
Well, something else we did, which actually just came out about 2 months ago as well, was we did a book on the Aggies football season, first year in the SEC, and it's fantastic. If you haven't seen it yet, it starts from the very beginning. From there's a chapter on the move to the SEC. There's a chapter on, you know, new athletic director, new coach. There's a chapter for every single game, walking through the whole season. And it's not just pictures. There's stories. There's columns. There's stats. It's just a great. So a book is a new thing for us too. So
is there any more down the road for the publishing side of it that way?
You know, it's all event driven.
Okay.
If there's an event that warrants it, because a book's not cheap to produce either.
Oh, I would imagine not.
Because it's a hardback, and I think it's 180 or 190 pages. There's a lot of work that went into that book. But it's very rewarding in that it will sell because it's a really good thing. And if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. And I will tell you that this is not one of those, ooh, let's make some money and throw something out. We were not the first book to hit the streets, but we're the best book that hit the streets. And so, yeah, it has to be event-driven, because if you do a book just to do a book, people are going to get tired of it. But if you do it and you do it right, so we'll see.
And you guys do a lot of printing, or do you still do a lot of printing for other places? Because I know that you were running newspapers there for a while for several other area towns and communities.
We do. We run have a huge commercial print operation out of that paper over there. Mark Manning is our production guy, and he quality is fantastic. And if you keep your quality where it needs to be, the customers come. We do two dailies. We print two daily newspapers.
On top of the Eagle?
No, the Eagle and Conroe.
Okay.
And so, you know, we print and deliver Conroe's paper 7 days a week. But then we have a plethora of weekly products. If you look at the production board, they run almost 24 hours a day.
No kidding.
For 5 days a week. The weekend, the Saturday-Sunday shift is probably about an 8 hour or 8 to 10 hour shift.
I would venture guess a lot of folks didn't know that, you know, the Eagle runs the newspaper and that's what the Eagle does. But there's several other entities within that product.
Yeah, and really it's one of those things you need to run that press continuously. It's a huge piece of machinery, and it's one of those things that works better the more you run it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I know absolutely nothing about newspapers that way.
And to pay for it. I mean, it's an expensive piece of machinery.
So if it's not running, it's not making any money.
That's exactly right. The more it runs, the more money you make, and the more you pay for it as well. So, yeah. But we have a great commercial print operation here.
Mm-hmm. Have we left anything out?
Oh.
Anything you want to share? Tell us what a couple of the wars were, if you can, off the top of your head.
Well, Stuart, our photographer, I think stole the show. He won a ton of awards. And it's funny, since I've been here, I get emails of not only the quality of Stuart's photographs, but people say he just seems to be everywhere. he shoots pictures.
Very busy.
From my experience this weekend, so I went to Friday, I did a check presentation at the fire station.
Okay.
Stuart shot it. At the Aggie baseball game Saturday, and I look down, Stuart's there. Yesterday, I'm at church in the morning at a service, and I look over, and Stuart's there shooting something. So it's one of those we joke about, Stuart's everywhere. He really is everywhere.
It's got to make you happy as a boss.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming and spending a little time with us, getting to know you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Truly my pleasure.
All right.
This segment of the community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 8:22. Let's check your weather forecast.
High pressure should move lots of warm weather across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine at times today. It'll be breezy, high 75 to 80. Isolated shower or thunderstorm could develop before the day is over. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, 80 tomorrow. Cloud, showers, and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, they could be strong. Highs will be up around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 67 at WTAW.
Stocks appear headed for a higher start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are pointing higher ahead of the start of a new trading week on Wall Street. Analysts say gains on European markets gave investors sentiment a boost, and there is some optimism about corporate earnings. Alcoa posts its first quarter results after the markets closed today. That will mark the unofficial start of the reporting season. Ben Bernanke will speak at an Atlanta Fed conference this evening. The Federal Reserve Chairman's remarks could have an impact on tomorrow's trading. Procter & Gamble is rolling out a line of Old Spice brand bar soaps. P&G sees a market for the new products, even though sales of bar soap have barely increased in recent years. The company's research found more than 40% of men use bar soap in the shower, but only 15% of the bar soap currently on the market has a manly scent. And the horror remake Evil Dead was the top moneymaker at the movie theater box offices over the weekend. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Okay, it's spring, that's a good thing. Okay, it's spring, that's a bad thing. If we're talking about bugs, it is springtime, and right now the bugs are out there, and they like your lawn. Weather's warmed up, looks good. There are roaches, there are ants, there are fleas. And then, of course, there's spiders, too, or scorpions. Whatever they happen to be, remember this. You can call the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services at 361-0500. Let them come out and take care of it for you. And remember, termite season is here. ABC's got the expertise to handle this. They've been doing it for decades here in the Brazos Valley, and they can do it for you. 361-0500. If you need to get your home treated one time, get it done. If you want to get on a regular schedule so that you're treated regularly, then they'll do that as well. Bobby Jenkins and his ABC crew, again, been treating homes for 60 years. They are true professionals. So give them a call and let them solve your problem, whatever it happens to be, on the inside or the outside of your home. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, 361-0500, specialists for your environment.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well. But there are also a lot of people that love great styles, styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor for Scott DeLucia, who is in Las Vegas for a convention for the National Association of Broadcasters. It is 8:28, and when you were a kid growing up, the excuse you used was, the dog ate my homework. Yes?
I never used that excuse.
Of course not, because you always turned everything in. The rest of us said, the dog ate my homework. Or I couldn't make it to school because I was sick or something along those lines. Well, a social worker in England has it down to a science, or at least she thought. She scammed her employer out of 66 personal days.
Wow.
So she could mourn her dead relatives. Now, this is karma points building up.
She's very unlucky.
Without question. An unidentified woman reportedly claimed that her ex-husband hung himself.
Mm.
Then her mother died in surgery. Her brother, aunt, and uncle then consecutively kicked the bucket all within the same week.
That wasn't suspicious?
So the official said, investigated the claims. Now she is being charged with fraud.
Why didn't she just ask off?
Or quit her job
if it's that.
But 66 days?
That's a lot of days.
I'm telling you, that's building up bad karma points and going to the well one too many times. Just saying.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Between now and Wednesday, a nationwide group of school administrators will be in the Bryan District. Communications Director Sandy Ferris says, in addition to visiting every classroom and meeting with employees, they want to meet later today with parents and taxpayers.
People can come in, speak with the audit team, and leave. We're just looking for any kind of feedback they may have. What are we doing well? What would they like to see improved? Are there any programs they want to see us offer? Just any and everything that they want to come in and talk about.
You can visit the administrators today from 4:30 until 6:30 at the BISD Central Office at William Joel Bryan in Texas. A College Station man drowned Saturday at a local park. 37-year-old Timothy Sumrall went underwater in one of the fishing ponds at College Station Central Park. Family members contacted police 5 to 10 minutes later after Sumrall did not resurface. The fire department's dive team found the body in more than 15 feet of water 4 minutes after entering the pond. No criminal activity is suspected by police. And it took about 45 minutes for one person to get out of an elevator at the Northgate parking garage early Sunday morning. College Station firefighters made the rescue over the midnight hour. No medical treatment was needed following the rescue, which was between the first and second floors. The elevator was turned off until repairs could be made. And the families of four firemen killed or injured in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire received checks Friday from the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund. Among the participants in the presentation was the publisher of the Eagle, Crystal Dupre.
It's a fantastic community. The community steps up and they want to do something, which is it's a great atmosphere. And so, yeah, it's fantastic to see everybody come together.
Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor accepted the checks on behalf of the families.
When you see this kind of support after something like this happens, and just the support is just, it doesn't stop. It continues to come in. And it just goes to show the heart of the people that live in this area, in this community. And it's just absolutely incredible.
More than $18,000 will be going to each family thanks to your contributions. The A&M Extension Service has created an online resource showing how much water we have. Associate Director Pete Gibbs says it's a one-stop source on water quality, conservation, and management.
Everyone is interested in water conservation and use. A lot of folks are wanting more information about that than maybe what they've known in the past.
The website address for the Water Education Network is water.tamu.edu. And a proposal calling for A&M students to not pay fees based on their religious beliefs passed the Student Senate but has been vetoed by the student body president.
The bill was originally drafted to let students opt out of paying fees directed to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered resource center at A&M. Student body president John Claybrook told listeners on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, during the Eagles Aggie Nation program about the overwhelming support he received for the veto.
I've not had anybody outside of Student Senate question it. It has been very, very supportive. I've received a ton of Facebook messages, a ton of Twitter mentions, a ton of emails that simply just say, thank you for standing up for his right. Thank you for standing for the Aggie family. It's been a very encouraging day. And if anybody is listening who has sent me a message of support, thank you.
Claybrook's veto message stated in part that the good accomplished in rewriting the bill to cover religious beliefs in general pales in comparison to the damage done, and this damage must stop today. Claybrook said now more than ever is the time to show great resolve and come together, treating each other like the family that we are. On the WTAW.com website, you can read the legislation and the veto statement. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last week's fast and furious voting in the Texas House on the budget included a switch by Representative Kyle Cassell of rural College Station. Cassell says that was the result of supporters trying to do an end around on expanding Medicaid.
As you can imagine, with that number of amendments and then amendments to amendments, you know, you have to stay on your toes. Fortunately for myself, I was paying attention at that time and voted correctly, in my opinion, for our district and based on what my constituents had told me, but then it got called up and then pulled down.
The House voted on more than 260 amendments. And Kaufman police officers had little patience for a man who caught their attention near the heavily guarded Kaufman County Courthouse. Police say Billy Truesdale of Balch Springs failed to produce identification when police tried to question him. Truesdale was sitting in an SUV across from his business during the noon hour at about the same time Governor Perry was leaving the courthouse a block away. Mike Robinson, Truesdale's stepfather, thinks police were just being cautious.
I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I'd do the same thing, I guess. I'd want to know who's who and what's what.
Truesdale was arrested for failing to identify himself, then was released from the county jail. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
For many people, this time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power Motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus. Get what you need.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 8:38, 22 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and our forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure should move lots of warm weather across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sunshine at times today. It'll be breezy, high 75 to 80. Isolated shower or thunderstorm could develop before the day is over. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, 65 to 70. Partly sunny, breezy, 80 tomorrow. Cloud, showers, and thunderstorms, 65 tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, they could be strong. Highs will be up around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW, filling in for Scott DeLucia. And under the headline of Men Are Stupid.
Oh, don't say that.
This Russian man is stupid. 39 years old, was trying to win his ex-wife back by blowing her up.
blowing her up.
From Kursk, Russia, back in 2010, the 39-year-old man and his wife got divorced at her request, but he wanted to win her back. So last week, he decided to prove that she needed him with a bomb. Sent her an anonymous note telling her that it was a gift waiting for her in the forest by her house. He had said the gift had some documents in it that she needed to take care of her dad's financial problems, and for whatever reason, she believed it. Went out to the woods and picked up the present. Turned out to be a homemade bomb, which exploded, suffered severe broken bones, lost a finger, and actually lost one entire finger and the second part of another.
Oh, my gosh.
The police traced the bomb back to her ex-husband, who said, and this is why he's stupid, he believed that this would make her think that he was her sole protector.
Yeah. Okay, so this is like, we were talking about people with disorders the other day off the air. Is this the kind of people who hurt people so that they can come in and rescue them?
That seems along the lines, yeah. Like, I think it's called Munchausen's by proxy. But, yeah, no, he's just stupid. He doesn't have an ailment. He's just dumb.
You no longer have finger. I will take care of you, yes.
Well, yeah, but then again, if she's like, oh, yes, I got this anonymous note. I will go out to woods and see what is in this box.
Yeah, well.
Wow, it's like Boris and Natasha doing the show with me.
Only in Russia do you go out to woods to pick up packages.
I will go dig in the snow, yeah?
All right, this one's for you, Kat. We can substitute the word dog for cat anytime you'd like. According to a new survey by pet insurance company, women are three times more likely to have felt love at first sight for their dog slash cat than their husband or boyfriend. Three out of four women said they fell in love with their dog at first sight, and only 27% said they felt the same way about their feller.
Loving first sight's not, I mean, with a dog, I can see that, or a cat, but not with people.
Yeah.
43% of women don't even remember the first time they met their fella. 77% remember the first time they met their dog or cat.
But you tend to see people more than just an animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you met him and didn't really notice him, or you know what I mean?
It's more of an impulse thing. But the guy shouldn't feel bad. Women said they were more likely to decide to get a dog based on instant attraction, but there are a lot more factors to consider when trying to find a feller.
Because we don't want to end up with one who will blow us up with a bomb.
Exactly.
In a box.
You don't want to hook up with that guy.
I mean, the worst the dog can do is chew up stuff that's important and pee all over your house, right?
If the guy's doing that, you don't want him either.
No, I'm not saying.
Is he house trained like yet?
No.
Come on, boy. Come on. We have to go to mom's house. Come on. A guy would come, too. It's just a sad part.
Just make sure there's a sandwich in one hand and a beer in the other, right?
If you've got both of those, he'll follow you pretty much anywhere. So if you had to sit down, how many times have you seen the gold commercials that are running here on this radio station and on television? They're on everything.
Yeah.
If you had to guess just how many pounds of gold there were in the world, because I thought it would be more than this. Ballpark. How many pounds of gold are there on the planet right now? That people actually have that haven't been mined yet.
200 billion?
See, I was thinking in the billions too, but it's 377 million pounds.
Huh.
And if it were all in one place, it would fit into a room that's 68 feet on each side and 68 feet high.
That's really not a lot of room.
That's not really that big when you consider it.
So how big's the vault at Fort Knox, I wonder? Well, I guess does that count? I guess that wouldn't count.
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about gold, I've always thought it was strange that, I mean, society in time immemorial decided, here's a shiny rock. I'm going to make this be equitable to this many hours of work or this many cows. It's kind of, I mean, it's a shiny rock, you know, that you can make marks in if you bite it.
Girls like shiny things.
Ta-da.
So this was all driven, exactly, it's all driven by men going,
as if men don't like shiny things.
Not like women do.
Valentine's Day,
we don't
gold.
Buy cars that are really, really fancy. Like, I mean, we do, but not like guys do. We don't have magazines of cars and
motorcycles. That's a different
kind
of shiny. Way different kind of shiny.
Or do men just like women with shiny things on them?
To put this in, yes, in some cases, absolutely. To put it a few other ways, if you piled it up on a football field from sideline to sideline and back and forth to the end zones, it will be about 5.5 feet high. And it would be, you could fill 12 Boeing 747s.
Would that be the gold bowl?
It would at that point, yeah. Morning, WTAW, what's up?
Hey, why do women have the dog magazine just so that, you know, Kat said men, you know, women don't collect these magazines full of cars and all that. They love those, all these dog and cat fancy little magazines that pile up in women's coffee tables.
Now, I used to be a Cat Fancy subscriber. Let's not step on toes.
There's not a person listening right now that's going, really?
That hit too close to home for Cat.
Half-price books in the month of April, a perfect fit. When there's a world of new and used books on any subject, records, CDs, movies, games, and almost everything is half-price or less, besides the old tax return, April definitely calls for a return to your neighborhood half-price books. Just think about what's happening in April. Jazz Appreciation Month and Record Store Day. Half Price Books has tons of vinyl, CD box sets, biographies of your favorite artists. It's also Confederate History Month, an amazing selection for every history buff. Earth Day. And just think how much Half Price Books has helped the environment by making great books we've enjoyed available to others. It's also Financial Literacy Month, so hurry to your neighborhood Half Price Books and learn just how much you can save on what you love to read, watch, or listen to. Half Price Books on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. To find out more about the store nearest you, visit halfpricebooks.com.
Since 1972, the Sevcek family has owned and operated Sevcek Service Center. Whether you need a flat tire fixed or an engine replaced, Sevcek has experienced, knowledgeable mechanics on staff to get the job done. Sevcek is open 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. In most cases, you can drop your car or truck off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And Sevcek has a full-service gas island where you can get the fluid levels and tire pressure checked while filling up. Sevcek Service Center. 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 847. Just got a call from a listener. Kat, you're supposed to read the book called Salt.
Salt?
Yes, because wars were fought over it and people traded it, and it's a way that they explain then how gold became more important than salt.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
It's supposed to be a good read, so there you go.
Excellent. I love good reads.
Quick check of your weather forecast brought to us by Brass's Bounty this morning.
Warm weather. It's going to be flowing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll have some sun today. There's the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm later on. Breezy. Highs today 75 to 80. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows of 65 to 70. For tomorrow, some sun, breezy, warm, highs near 80. Clouds roll in tomorrow night. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible Wednesday. It'll be breezy, a high around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 67, and the forecast is brought to us by Brazos Bounty. When someone moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird at BrazosBounty.com. Now, due to technical difficulties, not my fault, which I know is unusual if you've listened for the last week or so. We'll get to Sean Hannity now.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Kathleen Sebelius overruled the FDA in 2011. The agency limited availability without a prescription to women 17 and older. Decision by a U.S. district judge ordered the FDA to make the pill, commonly referred to as the abortion pill, available for all ages. All ages means that unless the FDA appeals, is granted a stay, by this time next month, a teenager of any age can walk into a local pharmacy and buy the pill off the shelf. Really? Society's shifting, especially as it relates to entitlements and spending and what people think the role of government ought to be. Now, I say all of this because those of you that trust the government, I keep warning you, don't trust them. The sad thing is too many people, they bought into this.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Let's jump to a listener shout out from IncomeAtHome.com. Now, this is where I applaud listeners who have taken my advice and started their own work from home business with IncomeAtHome.com. This shout out goes to Melissa, whose goal is to earn money from home to be there for her kids. She visited IncomeAtHome.com in her spare time from her kitchen table. Melissa was able to double her job income. She loves her home business and she's there for her kids. So if you have a little spare time, start your own home business and see where it takes you. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-thru and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, and I live out towards Welburn, and Unix Barbecue was a staple in Welburn for a long, long time, and for whatever reason, they're not open anymore. So as I was driving by one afternoon, I saw a place with a new signage and it said Outlaw Jack, so I had to stumble in and find out what was going on. I bumped into Marcus, who's actually the guy that owns the place. They have several fish restaurants and just a general restaurants in Houston, and they found the Welburn community, absolutely loved it here in BCS, and decided they were going to start a restaurant here called Outlaw Jack's. They've got some really neat things. They've got called something called the two-minute drill, and when you hear the train, you got 2 minutes, and the beers go, I want to say half price or more. It's like 99-cent beers. So if you want to go out and have an adult libation, you can certainly do that. And they have something called the Outlaw Burger that's made with habaneros. If you know anything about cooking, Scotch bonnet peppers, which will set your hair on fire, and it's what the Jamaicans use to actually make things incredibly hot with their jerk seasoning. It's got jalapenos on it and jack cheese. If you get through that and the french fries in 15 minutes, they're going to give you a t-shirt. And trust me, if it's got Scotch bonnets on it and you can do it that soon, you're more man than I. But it's Outlaw Jack's. They're going to open, I think, a little bit later on today, if not tomorrow. I know they had a little hiccup with one of the deliveries. But check it out for yourself. They've got great lunch specials, all for like $6.99. And it runs the gamut from great hamburgers to you can get crawfish and andouille sausage and some Cajun fare along with some really great fish. All at Outlaw Jack's. It's on Welburn Road in Welburn. You'll see the big sign outside that says Outlaw Jack's. Go in and visit and tell them Kevin O'Connor said howdy.
You ate out of the cereal bowl. You partied at the Super Bowl. You won the Cotton Bowl. Now, enjoy the Lunch Bowl. Every Friday, your office can come out to Grand Station to bowl and eat during your lunch break. Package includes 2 hours of bowling, free shoe rental, pizza, pitcher of soda, and game cards. There are two different packages to choose from. Check out the website for details. GrandStationENT.com. Special good through reservations only. Grand Station Entertainment, your one-stop fun spot.
8:52 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor and the Infomaniacs, which would be Kat and Mr. Zach. This morning we're looking at the end of an era. Not that either one of the two Kinders and Chrome Crunchers here would remember this, but if you'll remember, because I had more than one done, the Sears Portrait Studio. Remember that? Well, modern technology's just killed it off. Believe it or not, all the Sears Portrait Studios are now shut down. Truly the end of an era, because I can't tell you how many I can't tell you how many times me or my friends had done it, and they'd been open since 1959. The Sears Portrait Studios opened in 59, but in the past decade, people have been buying fewer sessions and fewer photos because digital cameras, phone cameras, and cheap online photo printing. The company that runs Sears Portrait Studios at every single Sears location, the CPI Corp, they run about 20 other portrait studios in Walmart and Babies R Us. They've shut those down, too. Sears says they're, quote, exploring all options to keep some kind of photo service alive. But for now, it's over. Now, do you crack your knuckles, Zach?
Yes.
So do I on occasion. And I was always told that would give you arthritis or your knuckles would just swell. They would look nasty. Well, feel free to crack away. The old wives' tale is apparently completely made up. You're just popping air bubbles when you crack your knuckles, not messing with your joints. Big survey they had just done. Technically, when you crack your knuckles, you're forming and then popping an air bubble in something called your brown fluid. The stuff that reduces friction in your joint. So when you're popping that, you're just causing air bubbles that make them go.
Your oil, I guess.
Pretty much what it amounts to, yeah. If you were the Tin Man, that's what it would be. Have you done your taxes yet?
No. I was actually, how sad is this? I was watching Shawshank Redemption the other night, and it reminded me I needed to file my taxes.
How did that trigger that?
Because he does all the taxes for all the guards and everything.
Right. That's right. You're right. My bad. Well, according to U.S. tax code, we have to have them all in by the 15th, and about 4 million words worth of the tax code may get you hicked up. But according to U.S. World Reports, here are the five deductions that most likely you're going to miss. Dependents, for every dependent you have, you can write off $3,800. Earned income tax credit, which might qualify low to middle income. If you have three dependents, you can claim a tax credit of up to almost $6,000. The child dependent care credit. If you work and have kids under 13 who go to daycare, you might be able to qualify for that deduction, which is $2,100. Charitable donations. Does it just mean the amount of money you have given to charity? If you volunteer at something like a local soup kitchen, you can deduct any money you paid for parking and also 14 cents per mile if you had to drive there, which I didn't know. And a job search expense, meaning any money you spend on printing resumes, postage, and even travel expense, as long as the job you were applying for was in the same field as your previous job. However, job hunting expense for your first jobs are not tax deductible.
Well, that's kind of strange.
Which I did not know.
Yeah.
Well, I think I spent a lot more money trying to get my first job than I did any of the other ones.
No kidding.
It is 8:56 now on WTAW. Coming up, we'll visit with Today in History.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Sully's Sports Grill and Bar, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley. Healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
This is Chuck Morrow. When Suzanne and I decided to grow our business in Bryan College Station, we knew it was the right decision. This is the kind of place where the quality of life gets better every day. That's why it's so important to support our businesses that are based right here. By choosing to stay local, you help to improve our basic services and allow local companies to support nonprofits. Bryan Broadcasting and Brazos Valley Flooring Design remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
News Talk 1620 WTAW with the Infomaniacs. The forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof and the world's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Today, partly sunny skies, 80 for your high, winds 10 to 15, gusting up to 25. Tonight, cloudy and 68. Tomorrow, we'll see sunny skies again in 83. And then through the course of tomorrow into tomorrow night, we're going to pick up like a 20% chance of rain. And then into Wednesday morning, we'll pick up to a 50% chance of rain by Wednesday at around noon, give or take, and then that fades off through the rest of the day. Right now, 68 at WTAW, and today in history, a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah?
1893, the first recorded college basketball game occurred at Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. Something that I wish would have held in 1895, the United States Supreme Court declared income tax to be unconstitutional.
Wow.
In Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company. In 1904... Longrence, I'm sorry, Long Acre Square in Middletown, Manhattan was renamed Times Square because that's where the New York Times was.
Good thing it's a lot easier to say.
It is, absolutely. And in this date in history, in 1974.
Counting, swinging, there's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd.
1974, Hammer and Hank and the Atlanta Braves, 715th home run against, here's your trivia question, the Los Angeles Dodgers, breaking Babe Ruth's record. On this same date in 1975, which is kind of cool, Frank Robinson managed the Cleveland Indians in the first game as a Major League Baseball as the first African-American manager. In 1986, Clint Eastwood was elected as the mayor of Carmel, California in a landslide. And finally, on this date in 19... 19-